So because we're going to be talking about the Ottawa Hospital Stroke Clinic, thought maybe we could review the warning signs of a stroke.
Sure. The warning signs are usually either a weakness or numbness or tingling sensation in the face, arms, or legs, a droopy face on one side. Someone tries to smile and only one side of the mouth upturns, the other one doesn't go up, trouble speaking or understanding what someone is saying, slurred speech, blurred vision, double vision, dizziness, headaches, loss of balance. Anything that affects the brain's ability to function is what these symptoms tend to demonstrate.
Because a young friend of ours had a little loss of balance and slurred speech, and one of our mutual buddies recognized it as a sign of stroke, got him to hospital quickly, and as a result, he's better and walking around and doing fine today. But it took somebody else to recognize this might be a stroke.
Exactly.
And then when you get to the Ottawa Hospital, they're having far greater success in dealing with people who are having these TIA symptoms.
Yeah, this you really have to give the stroke clinic at the Ottawa Hospital kudos for developing a system that rapidly triages or assesses patients with the symptoms we discussed so that they're sent for an assessment quickly. Within 2 days, these people are seen, because the risk of developing a major stroke, when you see these small mini strokes, that is, they get the symptoms we talked about, but within 24 hours, those symptoms resolve. So it's sort of an early warning system telling you something is wrong and you're likely to get another stroke. And that likelihood is quite high. In the normal amount, the normal percentage they saw with people developing strokes was about 10% within 90 days when they had these TIAs or mini strokes. What they've managed to do by doing this triage system for very little cost is to assess them rapidly, get them treated, and prevent those strokes in the first place. In fact, they've reduced the rate from 10% within 90 days down to 3% within 90 days, a tremendous decrease. And to give some perspective on this, it cost them about $120,000 to set up this system. And every time if someone gets a stroke, it costs within 6 months of having that stroke for one person, $50,000. So for $120,000, they've reduced stroke rates from 10% down to 3%, saving not only just the money, but they're saving the people from tremendous morbidity and tremendous changes in their lives after a stroke. This is absolutely terrific with what they've done with the resources that they have.
This would be a good chance to thank everybody who participated Friday in our Elizabeth Briere Radiothon, because Elizabeth Briere, of course, is one of the world's leading centers for stroke rehabilitation, and $2.2 million on Friday, thanks to everybody who so generously donated. And in the past, you've donated, for example, to the Heart and Stroke and to the Ottawa Hospital Foundation, to the Heart Institute. It's that generosity in Ottawa that allows these breakthroughs. Thanks, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.